Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for a U.S. airstrike near Baghdad's airport that killed its top general. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a retired member of the Iowa National Guard, wrote on Twitter, she applauded the work of U.S. military personnel in carrying out the mission, making America and the world safer. With a month to go before the Iowa caucuses, Democratic candidate Tom Steyer visits Northwest Iowa. The billionaire hedge fund manager spoke to a crowd of about 100 people last night in Sioux City. He reiterated his stance on President Trump by calling him a fraud and a failure.
He played a business person on a reality TV show. He has been terrible to the people of the United States economically, but he's been especially terrible to the people of Iowa.
Steyer says Trump is a politician with the history of taking down traditional and top candidates. However, Steyer believes he can compete with Trump when it comes to the economy. He called the president's tax plan the single worst piece of legislation.
A $1 trillion giveaway to the richest people and the biggest corporations that you know is going to come out of the hide of working Americans in the future.
Steyer claims voter turnout is key for the Democrats to win the White House in November.
We're going to show up because everything is at stake. Our whole future is at stake. And we're going to show up come hell or high water and get rid of these guys. And that's what's going to happen in 2020.
Steyer says while some of his Democratic opponents focus on criticizing each other, he keeps to the issues, with climate change still his number one priority. Steyer was in Sheldon this morning before opening a campaign office in Spirit Lake. Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar talked with potential caucus-goers yesterday at Sioux City's Orpheum Theater. Klobuchar says her campaign was surging and said she had raised more than $1 million the day after the presidential debate on December 19th. She answered a question from the crowd about recovering from President Trump's trade war. Klobuchar said the country needed consistent trade policies.
This guy does tweets at 4 a.m. and there's a saying about trade policy, keep your promises and keep your threats. He does neither. I think he should go back and negotiate with the Chinese. I think we do it better when we're with our allies. I think we do better when we are in a North American trading bloc.
Klobuchar also talked about the need to reform health care with a public option, improve public education, and require universal background checks to purchase firearms. Former Maryland Congressman John Delaney will be campaigning in Siouxland this weekend. On Sunday, he's planning on having lunch with supporters at Horizon Family Restaurant at 11 a.m. Tomorrow, he plans on knocking on doors in Bronson. Best-selling author and spiritual guru Marianne Williamson has laid off her entire 2020 campaign staff. However, the candidate says she is pushing ahead with her Democratic presidential bid. A group representing Nebraska's public school teachers is pushing once again for a state law that would allow educators to physically restrain violent students who pose an imminent threat. The Nebraska State Education Association released a survey of its members yesterday in which teachers reported getting bruises, cuts, torn ligaments, a broken nose, and concussions from students. At least one teacher said that she was hit in the stomach while pregnant. The group has repeatedly asked lawmakers for legal protections over the last few years, but the measures have stalled. Opponents argued such a law could be used against minority students and students with disabilities. The wet weather that caused flooding problems in much of the Midwest last year did have one small benefit. Electric generation from the Missouri River's 6 upstream dams was up almost 6%. It was the first time this century the river had back-to-back years of producing surplus power. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center.